Welcome to Zephyr Yoga Inspiration. I offer these podcasts for free, and your support really does make a difference and is appreciated. To make a donation, please click the link in the episode description or visit zephyryoga.com. Welcome to this meditation practice on Maitri. This is friendliness in Sanskrit. You'll hear it as metta in Pali. I was inspired to teach about Maitri because I read a Mahatma Gandhi quote stating that a simple act of kindness is far more powerful than 1,000 heads bowing in prayer. Now, in our global community right now, we're facing pandemic, ongoing wars, and climate change, and it's creating this kind of tribal pull of us and other, this kind of separateness. But not only just this sense within our communities, but within ourselves, there's this struggle. And this Maitri Bhavana is really one in which we can kind of touch an ability to cultivate, develop, and produce this feeling of friendliness, benevolence, this affection, goodwill, kindness, an unconditional friendship, acceptance, and love for ourselves and others. So as we strip off the layers of our cultural conditionings, our beliefs, our opinions, our judgments, our criticisms, our previous experience, impressions, what is remaining is a sense of consciousness embodied as us. There is, in the yogic perspective, that what we truly are, what we have always been, and what we will always be, is the underlying layer of all creation said to be consciousness. We can say it's oneness or divinity or grace, or some people call it God. But that a light of energy that lights your eyes, your heart, and your embodiment when we say namaste. What that really is pointing us to is I recognize this divine life that flows within me, and I recognize that same light that flows within you. And there is this respect, there is this sense of connection that we belong. And so fundamentally, as we start to look at all of us humans, no matter where you live on this planet, we all have a basic goodness, a decency within us. There at our core is really what we truly are, is love, is that pure light of consciousness that is of love. And we all have a desire to have more of a joyous life, a happy life, a life that is filled with more meaning and purpose, and have that energy to actually go out and fulfill that purpose. And we all have a desire not to suffer. However, as the teachings explain, that this is unavoidable. Because we love and we exist, we are subjected to the pain of change, of illness, of aging, of loss, and of death. And the ironic dilemma that we face is that the more that we love, the more that we feel this love, the more it hurts. When it changes, we lose it and we have to grieve it. So it's likened to the benefit of light and heat from an open flame. You get up to it and it's like, oh, I can see, I can feel that warmth, and it's really wonderful because I also can cook my food. But if you get too close, it burns you. And we start to learn ways of keeping ourselves safe. Now, if that fire reaches out and burns you again, you back up and you back up and you back up, and we learn coping skills to keep us safe. However, if you're so far away from the fire at one point, you're not going to even benefit from the light and heat, but you are definitely going to be away from what is causing you to get burnt. So there's this sense that our coping skills, when we disassociate or have different coping skills to avoid feeling that pain, what we are doing is when we numb the pain, we also numb the love. So there's a wonderful saying that I really was inspired by was, it says that I survived because the fire within me burnt brighter and hotter than the fire around me. And this practice, this work that we do in meditation, is to get used to, how do you embrace this fire that at first feels like it's going to burn you? And how do you make friends with yourself, your shadow side, the messy side, the dark side, and stop looking outside for validation, trying to fill that void, whether it's food, shopping, you know, social media, you know, socializing, you know, things that never fills that endless void. So this way in which we can start to become more familiar with that dark side of humanity, our real work in our practice of meditation is to have a relationship with ourselves, a relationship with our pain, our difficulty, and our hardship. And that way in which we welcome that stressor and learn, noticing how we react to it, these coping skills that kept us safe, but then starting to nurture ourselves using the tools from different practices and lineages to be able to accept what is and embrace it and respond in more of a friendly Maitri way. So in the Yoga Sutras, it states that we all are going to be subjected to 5 mental emotional afflictions when suffering and pain occurs. So the first one is avidya. This is ignorance. This is our misapprehension. This is the confusion. This is not seeing things clearly. And it's our own veil of ignorance that we just are like, I don't know what I'm seeing. And our practice is to clear the lens of our sight, clear the lens over our heart, clear the lens within our body so we can really interface and see what's going on, whether it's desirable or undesirable, pleasant or unpleasant. And then that gives rise to understanding your ashmita, which is your egotism. This is the second klesha. This is thinking more or less of who you are. And that I'm the best meditator in the room, I'm the worst one. And there is this kind of distorted way we start to limit ourselves by what we have or what we have not, who we think we are and who we don't think we are. You know, there is this kind of way of labeling ourselves and getting stuck in the smallness of self. Now, our practice is to kind of go, wow, that's a strong narrative. That's a strong story. That's a strong belief of ourself, and starting to unravel this kind of limited self and open us to a right-sized ego. We need a healthy ego to function in our lives. And that ego is usually nurtured in a safe, loving place where we feel belonging, connected to source. And we can sense that basic goodness. We're a decent person. And actually, I want to celebrate a more joy-filled life and awaken life. And I realize that suffering is a part of life, and I welcome it as a teacher, and it doesn't necessarily reflect of who I actually am. It's just something I need to go through, and how can I welcome it in? So this then points you towards raga, which is this addictive craving, longing, chasing more pleasurable things, because I don't like feeling the pain and suffering. Or, oh, I want to avoid. Why would you, Zephyr, want to teach meditation about these kind of horrible dark shadow sides that are prickly and uncomfortable and they smell? There is this kind of avoidance, this rejection, this resistance to seeing, because I want to come to meditation and be in this bliss bubble and bypass this human experience because I don't want to feel that shadow side. That then unfolds into facing abhinivesha. This is wired in the wise as well as the naive. If you come up to a cliff edge, your reaction is, I want to get away from the cliff edge because I might die. So there's a practice in which we come up to that cliff edge. And in that way, we face our fears. We face the fear of loss, change, and death, which is hardwired within us. If I let go of my ability to sit cross-legged and I get a knee injury, who am I? If all of a sudden, you know, I lose a family member, who am I? If I lose my job, who am I? If I lose my home, my country, who am I? Who am I when I'm trying not to be somebody? And in some of this, this scares us because we are not familiar with facing our own lived reality, that there is always going to be a beginning, a middle, and an end, and everything changes. And the inevitable end is our death, and the death of everything we own, every experience that we have ever had, the death of what we have invested in all this time. So these mental emotional afflictions will come up in your practice. And in the sutras in 131, it does state that you will notice it in four different ways. First, you'll notice negative thinking, judgmental, critical, negative thoughts. And there's going to be a thinking mind going, negativity. Then all of a sudden, a knowing mind, a buddhi, a prajna, a light of intelligence, kind of all of a sudden shines and goes, wow, there's some negative thoughts going on. Then the second thing that you'll notice is emotional distress. There is this bubbling up of strong emotions that your body holds. And the energetic body holds. This is undigested information stored in these bodies. The mind then all of a sudden reveals it. And it's like, oh my gosh, I just let the floodgates, I'm going to drown. And it's this overwhelming sense. So emotional distress is going to come up. You'll also notice it as instability felt in the body. Now, as you notice, your physical body will want to fidget. You'll just kind of constantly just want to fidget. Or you'll start to shake. Or you feel like you don't have the strength to hold the posture. So you'll notice your body will react and there's an instability energetically, physically, and mentally as well. The last thing that you'll notice is that there will be disturbances in your breath that mirror the disturbances in your mind. You'll either notice that you're holding your inhale, which is a fear or an anger response, or you're holding onto your exhale and you're just like depressed and you don't want to breathe in. You'll notice as well is that in certain parts of your breath, you'll find little speed bumps, little kind of shakes. These are usually an indication of where your vrittis, your mind, your roaming tendencies tend to vacate the body and consciousness, and your attention is directed somewhere else. So where your prana and your mind go, they follow, they swim in tandem. Now your breath is a vehicle for this prana. So as you shape your breath, you shape the way prana moves. But all of a sudden, if you think about an email, all of a sudden, all your attention, your breath, and your prana will actually go with the mind and help you figure that out. So the solution to these symptoms of suffering that arises in practice is stated in 129, that you move inwards, that you move in. When we close our eyes, it is a meditation practice to keep your eyes open. And if you don't feel safe, eyes at one point have that moving in. But if when you close your eyes, you actually open that interoception, what it feels like to be in your body. And as you become more sensitive, as you explore the inner terrain, you'll start to notice certain stuff that arises, negative thoughts, emotional distress, instabilities, disturbances in the breath. And this will become key for you to become more familiar, to befriend whatever is being seen, felt, and experienced, and to then listen. Listen to what is asking for its attention. And so the next solution is in 132. It says, focus on one thing at a time. Because life feels overwhelming sometimes. What comes up in your practice is the emails that you need to send, the bills that need to pay, the children that need to go and get their uniform done. All of a sudden there's, oh, I need to make a date with my partner. And then I need to book that ticket. Oh, I need to check the travel restrictions. And all of a sudden there's too much overwhelming your practice. So focus on one thing at a time. The next, it says, what we're meant to be cultivating in Sutra 133 is a non-judgmental loving awareness. Drop the judgment and criticism, a loving awareness. Then a friendliness, Maitri, befriend yourself. Feel that in your practice, you're holding yourself as if you are your own friend. And as you embrace yourself and say, oh, Zeph, I see you. I'm right here with you. I'm not leaving. You matter to me. And this is really painful stuff. We're going to get through this. Let's breathe through it. Let's feel it together. Let's see it together. I'm right here with you. So as you befriend yourself, it is also said that you cultivate joy and happiness, joy mudita and happiness sukha. And in that we sweetly smile to whatever is arising. And in this way we see it. It's that pratipaksha bhavana. If we turn the story around and actually see, how can this teach me? Whatever is coming up, whatever is provoked, how can I use this as a teacher to mirror back and reflect what I need to learn? Then the last thing is compassion, karuna. How can I empathetically hold myself, love myself, be kind to the gentle and sensitive, tender parts of myself? How can I wrap myself into more of this loving warmth in which I learn how to nurture and care for myself? So with this, with whatever is going to arise, whatever's going on in your life where you feel disturbed by life's events, that you are drawn into judgment, criticism, and contempt, whatever is going on, you apply these four attributes: loving awareness, friendliness, joy, and compassion as you embrace. This Maitri is your ability to live with kindness for your messiness, for your shadow side, for the areas that you feel like you're not enough, smart enough, lovable enough, pretty enough, you know, capable enough, you know, that sense with where you feel like you're not acceptable. You embrace it. You show up in your practice and feel that flow of life as you breathe in and out, embracing that fire that feels really hot and learning how to utilize the tools to actually merge with that fire and burn even brighter. This is a term we call tapas in practice, practices that create heat for positive change, physical heat, energetic heat, and mental heat of concentration, that we gift ourselves the permission to feel more fully as we start to calm the current of the breath, as we refine the inflow and outflow, feeling the sensations and that sensing that healing light guiding you, and finding a more stable mind as you create this clarity into seeing what is arising for you. And in this, utilizing more tools to be best in skillfully navigating your life. So this is kind of pointing us towards Sutra 134 to 139, is what we're meant to be creating effort in focusing in our practice is turning to breath awareness, sensation, cultivating light, contemplating a stable mind, awakening to pure consciousness, moment by moment awareness, and then focusing on anything that is useful and pleasing, like Maitri, befriending yourself. And as you find your way back home, back to your true home, yes, we might have bricks and mortar, but your true home, your heart, where the source of where you feel joy, where you feel at peace, content, but also this sense of this lived experience of consciousness embodied as you, of seeing your true nature, and that you have a basic goodness, that you have a desire to have a joyful, happy life and not to suffer needlessly. There's necessary suffering and unnecessary suffering. And I welcome you to practice this necessary suffering in this meditation practice to become more awake to the tools in which you can find your way back home by befriending what is. And as we arrive to this truth and love as a result of our practice, we don't just sit in enlightenment retirement. We actually come down and share in our community what we have found. You come off of your seat and go and be of service to other people. You know, this sense that, you know, compassion begins with our capacity to hold ourselves in wrapped in this arms of the beloved, arms of this loving awareness that we are able to provide for ourselves, and our ability for self-care towards our negative thinking, our own emotional distress, the instability felt, and the disturbances that we experience, that we build a kinder world to live in, because we know how to care for our own hurt, our own dis-ease, our own difficulty and hardship. And that when we go off of our mat, we can see others hurting, and hurt people hurt is the same. And we can have compassion. We can give them more space and kind of going, I see your humanity. I recognize that because I see it in myself. Now, what has served me, I'm going to offer to you. And in this way, we start to see of how we can be of service to other people. You know, a simple act of kindness towards ourselves, a simple act of kindness towards other is far more powerful than 1,000 heads bowing in prayer. So may we all know love. May we all know friendship. May we all know compassion. And may we all find our way back home to the beloved that rests within us as us, that surrounds us, that works with us and for us to wake us up to its presence in everything, beyond all boundaries, beyond all limitations, that we recognize this light within ourselves and with others. So I welcome you to practice. I say it. Namaste. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you, and we will begin practice. I welcome you to come into an easy seated position and gift yourself 3 breaths. Inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. A little sigh. Inhale. Allowing us to slow down, allowing our awareness to descend in and around our bodies, and starting to shape our breath. Feel the inhale, and feel the exhale. Feel the ground as you breathe. What is resting upon it? Notice the physical shape and the integrity of the body as you breathe. Become aware of the inner world, the outer world. And allow your mind to notice the time before practice. And notice the time after practice. And gift yourself this time to be here now. Inhale, connect with the breath and the life that is here, and pause. Feel the fullness of this moment. Exhale as you drop into this moment. Pause. Feel the groundedness of this moment. Inhale to the life that is right here. Pause and feel the fullness of this moment. As you exhale, drop into this one, knowing that what you will experience will be of service to you. Pause. Feel the support of the earth below you. Inhale. Pause. Exhale. Pause. Continue for a few more breaths, shaping your breath and resting your attention in the pause, opening to the sensation and the quality of mind, energy, and body. And now just return to a natural breathing, an inflow and an outflow in which you can learn how to self-regulate when strong thoughts, emotions, sensations might arise. You ride the wave and learn how to surf the hard stuff. As you welcome your shadow side to come forward, your darkness, your pain, your difficulty, the hardship and dis-ease felt. Notice maybe where it is. Do you feel it in your legs, your hips, the belly, the chest, the shoulders, the throat, your head, or all of the above? Breathe into it, feel it, and sense light shining, giving you insight. Now notice what shape, color, and what sensations it feels like. Is it sharp and prickly, dull and heavy, raging and unsettling? Breathe. As we breathe, we are going to welcome room for what needs to be seen, heard, and felt, the space it needs to express itself, as we recognize core false beliefs, our fears, the stories that keep us trapped in separateness. Know that we are doing this together, that you're not alone. And we welcome Maitri to explore our shadow side, befriending this hard bit, this messy bit. Breathe. And allow my words, the questions I'm going to ask you, to guide you to uncover, discover what is underneath the surface that keeps you stuck, keeps you in misunderstanding, keeps you in avoiding, keeps you addictively craving, keeps you in the fear. And feel and sense this practice, one, to experience Maitri, befriending, being kind, and holding a more loving space. As you heal, you heal and befriend your hurt and pain. as you breathe, as you open to the constellation of sensation, bring in more light as I ask you, what do you find hard to accept about your body? Do you blame yourself when you get ill, hurt, or don't have the energy to move and do the things you need to? Do you feel that you're not attractive enough? Are you embarrassed about how your face and body are aging? Do you judge yourself for being too heavy, underweight, not fit enough, flexible enough, that you don't have the ideal yogic body? What do you find hard to accept about your body? Are you hard on yourself for not accomplishing enough, doing enough, standing out or being special enough? Are you angry at your body for the ailments, injuries, and conditions that you have to face? Breathe. Feel. And bring more light of awareness in. Do you find it hard living in your mind? Do you judge yourself for not being enough, intelligent enough, lovable enough, funny enough, interesting enough, brave enough, wealthy enough? Are you trapped in obsessive critical thoughts? Are you ashamed of yourself for having bad thoughts, mean thoughts, judgmental thoughts? Do you judge yourself when your mind is so busy that you can't meditate the way that you expect yourself to? As you breathe more fully, feel more fully, bring more light of loving awareness in. Be here now. Do you feel shame for being an emotional person? Are you hard on yourself when you have mood swings and affect other people? Does it upset you when you cry with ease, or that you can't cry at all? Are you hard on yourself when you feel vulnerable and insecure? Do you judge yourself harshly for not being able to get out of your depression or anxiety? Do you feel ashamed of your feelings of envy and jealousy? Are you hard on yourself when you compare yourself to others? Are you critical when you feel impatient, intolerant, irritable? Do you judge yourself by your emotional instability that you're not progressing on this spiritual path? Are you scared of your anger? Are you scared of your rage? Do you feel shame when you lash out in anger and feel out of control? Do you feel like a bad person because the way that you react and behave? Breathe. Open to the sensation and feel. And bring more light of awareness in. Do you feel disgusted with yourself when you act compulsively? When you eat too much, drink too much, shop too much? Do you hide and feel ashamed of your addictions? Do you see this as a sign that you're not spiritually evolved? That you feel like a fraud? That you keep falling short of your expectations? And that there might be something wrong with you? Do you feel incapable of true intimacy? Breathe. Give yourself the permission to feel. And bring more loving awareness in. What does your fear look like? Where do you feel it in your body? Feel the sum total of what has been brought up for you. Hold it. What shape is it? What color? What image? What does it feel like? Breathe directly into the place where you feel most pain, most vulnerability, most dis-ease within yourself. Bring your full attention to what is. And sense the openness to the space around it. Lovingly hold it. Allow it to unfold as you breathe into it. Each breath affirming your willingness to embrace what is there with friendliness, Maitri. That we are doing this together. That we are safe. That we belong to each other and we are held. May our fears begin to fall away. May we lay down our armor and trust. May our minds and hearts awaken. May our fears go quiet and our bodies soften. May we be filled with a sense of ease. May we remain open, curious, and awake. May we rest in a place of unshakable, unreserved love within. May we accept ourselves just as we are. May we befriend ourselves just as we are. May we know the truth of who and what we truly are. May we feel blessed by that natural joy of being alive. May we be moved by the abundance that we see in our lives. May the source of love stir the goodness throughout our embodiment. May we nurture the very tender, gentle parts of ourselves. May we continue to connect deeply to that sacredness within. May we be held in the arms of the Beloved. May we embrace our humanity with forgiveness and kindness. May we reclaim our wholeness. May we inhabit our bodies, our hearts, and awaken to our aliveness. May grace flow freely through us. May we remain buoyant in our heart center, in the seat of our true self. May we abide in the tenderness of our own being. May we find true refuge within. May we always choose love. May we honor the light that shines within our heart, our mind, and our body. May we live and love. fullest potential. May we be guided by grace, by love, by our own hearts into a place of profound healing. Feel those prayers. Feel the compassionate presence that fills this space, large enough to hold all pain and suffering. Feel the companionship of this loving presence, that you are safe, loved, belonging, and connected to this source. Feel this grace that is around you, within you, as you, that works with you and for you to wake you up to its presence in everything. As you rest between your thoughts, pause between your breaths, trust, and bask in that healing light of loving awareness. Trust, let go, and bathe in this enduring calmness. Trust, let go. Remaining still. Notice what is awake as your body, energy, and mind are at rest. A transparency, a clarity within, that you feel whole and complete as you are. And breathe in as you feel that grace of this loving presence fill you, holding you. And as you exhale, lean into this benevolence, this deep friendship with self. Feel this Maitri, an unconditional acceptance, friendship, and love for yourself. Bending your elbows, and now bring your hands together for Anjali Mudra. And now using the Svasti Prajapya mantra, it is a prayer. Hear, feel, and say these words as if they're yours as it goes out to others. May everyone enjoy a sense of fulfillment. May those we elect provide leadership and do so wisely. May we always ensure the welfare of the animals who nourish our bodies and the wise who nourish our minds and hearts. May everyone be content. May the rains grace the earth when her thirst needs to be quenched. May the earth yield abundantly and well of her produce. May the planet's inhabitants be free from famine. May the ignorant among us have no reason to fear us. May everyone be happy. May everyone be free from illness. May everyone prosper. May none suffer needlessly. May all be free. May there be peace. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. May peace be above us, below us, and all around us. But most of all, may peace be within us. With a quieter mind, open heart, and a strong vital body, open your eyes, lower your hands, and softly gaze, absorbing the residue of that practice. And feeling that Maitri, taking that quality of awareness and feeling with you, and I say a namaste, as I recognize the light that flows within me, within you. And now I ask you to go out and do one act of kindness, as it would be far more powerful than all of our prayers that we have gifted ourselves and to others. Please go out and one simple act. I thank you. Namaste. If you would like to continue to practice, find out more information about the topics discussed, or to donate to this podcast, please visit zephyryoga.com or follow the link in the episode description. I thank you.